All right, visiting with Lady Vandals coach Mark Reinhardt after the Lady Vandals won this one tonight over Payne of 56-22. Coach, hate to simplify things too much, but it just seemed like the energy level was there tonight from the get-go, and that seemed to make the total difference in this one.
Yeah, I mean, energy and effort was off the charts. The girls were locked in from the start. This is going to sound, corny and whatnot, but these girls are just amazing. Like, we went through a 14-game, 13-game losing streak, and they could have gave up. They could have said, we're done, we're moving on to softball, we're ready for this, we're ready for that. And they just kept coming to practice every day. We kept competing. I tried to keep it fun and do different drills and make it competitive. And last night, I think, gave us a little bit of confidence getting that win against Christ Our Rock, a close game. We had the lead, and then we gave it away, and then we fought back. We didn't give in. And then tonight, I just challenged him at the start. I said, I don't care X's and O's. I care effort. I care people diving on the ground. Who wants the loose balls? This is our home gym, and they're our arch rival. I mean, they're one of our rivals. Ever since I've came to Vandalia, Payne and Greenville have been up there. Whether it's football, whether it's basketball, and they're good programs, And so when you play your rival, who's a good program, obviously this year we're both struggling, but looking at them, looking at us, I thought it was an even matchup, and our girls just played harder and wanted it worse tonight than they did.
And last night, just to pull out that win and carry over the momentum to today, I think that really helped a lot. You guys needed that one last night in the worst way, and it was kind of an emotional release for everyone when the buzzer sounded last night.
So. Yeah, and I mean, the North Mac game, we got down big there in the third quarter, and we came back, and there's been so many times this year we've been close, and we just can't make the play or get the big stop, come up with the loose ball. Not that they're not trying, but we just haven't been able to get over that hump. And it was huge last night. And one of the biggest things last night, obviously Katie making the free throws, but then they had the ball with 30 seconds to go and didn't even get a shot up. Mm-hmm. And that just shows the way our girls have been locked in on the defensive end the last couple of games. Very impressed with our defense tonight, the way we were active. All five people, were active, were energetic. We were talking, we were communicating. Everything seemed hard for them. And that's a credit to the girls, the way that they, like you said, they brought the energy, they brought the effort. And, I thought we wanted it tonight. The girls wanted it. And we came out and executed. And even on offense, we looked for each other. We made some great passes to one another on full court stuff. And it was really fun to be a part of. And I'm just super proud of the girls more than anything for sticking with it and keeping going.
Yeah, you guys had fewer than 10 turnovers. And, that's because you're running your offensive really sharp and making strong cuts. And it was just a night and day from where you guys were a couple of weeks ago. So you got to feel good with and I know that one of your seniors, Katie Eckert, made a couple of big free throws last night and really stepped up there.
Katie has been obviously a rock. I mean, she's been a three-year starter, played last year on the 20-win team with Coach McNary. Just a solid, solid player. And, Katie struggled like all of us for a while, to kind of find her rhythm. I mean, obviously I'm a new coach running some different stuff. She doesn't have the same player she had last year. And there was a learning curve. And the thing about Katie is she just came and worked every day. Every day she brought it. And, it's great to see kids like that have success. And we shoot a lot of free throws in practice. And, I tried to crack her up a little bit by saying, hey, let's put some sprints on this, because the other day I wanted them to run and they made every free throw. And it's just the fact of, her getting this success at the end of the year and getting a couple of these wins and helping us to get over the hump is I think huge for not only the team, but also for her and for Bella, those seniors, to hopefully go out with a little bit of positive momentum.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
And